Good morning and welcome to our program this Sunday morning. And this is Mike Moody along with Jeff Buckles and Mark Beebe with the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. And we hope we may see you, if we haven't already, at the Fall Festival. We have a booth on South Fayetteville Street this week. We're the number 939th booth on the very end at the corner of Kivett Street. So come by and say hello to us if you'd like. And we're out there giving out free water and some gospel tracts. Today we're going to be back in the book of John, the Gospel of John. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Our Father, we come before you giving thanks for your Son, our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. We lift up his name, the name that's above every name. We thank you for him and ask that your Spirit may lead and guide and direct in all things that are said. And we pray that our Savior might be lifted up and glorified. We thank you for the opportunity to give out the Word of God and to think more about our Savior. We pray for those that are listening, those that may be visiting in the area, those that might be living in the area, those that might be at work, those that might be in nursing homes. We just pray for your guidance upon each one that hears the Word. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. John chapter 1. We saw in the last message with you, followers of Christ, followers of the Lamb of God. If you go back to the book of Isaiah, it speaks about that Lamb of God. And we come over to the New Testament, and here's John the Baptist. And John, the Gospel of John, written by the inspiration of God through the hand of the Apostle John, recording John the Baptist saying, "Behold the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world." We also know in Genesis chapter 22, that great picture of the Father and the Son, God the Father giving his only begotten Son. The picture there is through Abraham, that great man of faith, is a picture of the Father. When he gave in obedience, the Son went with him, which was Isaac, went up to the mount, and he was willing to give his Son. It says that thine only Son, a picture of our Father in heaven, willing to give his Son, his only Son, is that offering, that sacrifice, as we know that the Lord Jesus Christ was offered up upon that cross of Calvary to die for the sin of the world. Now, when he says, "Behold the Lamb of God," we see, again, he repeats this, "Behold the Lamb of God," in chapter 1 of John, verse 36. And this is where we jumped in and looked at these followers of Christ. We first saw that there was two disciples of John, and they inquired of the Lord. They wanted to know about where he dwelt, and he said, "Come and see." And they went with him, and in less than a day, Andrew went away, a believer. And we see that Andrew then went and first found his own brother, Simon Peter, a great man of God. So we see there the effects of telling about the Lord to the ones that you know the best, those that are your dear loved ones. And then we went on, and also not only after Andrew and Peter, we went on and saw a different conversion, a different circumstance rather, Philip. This one here in verse 43 and 44, there was very little said. It merely said, "The day following, Jesus would go forth up into Galilee and findeth Philip and said unto him, Follow me." Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. So here was simple faith. Simply the Lord said, "Follow me," just like Matthew, the one that was a tax collector at the gate. "Follow me." And they left what they had and followed him. Picture of simple faith. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. We see that faith is the word for obedience. True faith is to obey the gospel. Follow me, the Lord Jesus said. Believe on him, and thou shalt have everlasting life. Now we see the next group of, the next individual, in this section of followers of Christ. We saw that there was that one Andrew, that after less than a day, he came to the Lord. Philip simply, immediately followed Christ. Yet then there was this one Nathanael. In verse 45, Philip findeth Nathanael, and saith unto him, we have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? Philip said unto him, come and see. Jesus saw Nathanael coming to him and saith of him, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. Nathanael said unto him, whence knowest thou me? Jesus answered and said unto him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Nathanael answered and said unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God. Thou art the King of Israel. Jesus answered and said unto him, because I say unto thee, I saw thee under the fig tree, believest thou? Thou shalt see greater things than these. Now we'll pick up in verse 51 as well. And he said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man. And that closes chapter 1 of John. So here, the man Nathanael, a man who didn't immediately believe the Lord, yet he didn't stay with the Lord for nearly a day, part of the day, like Andrew, but he did question. You know, there are times when people in when they come to know Christ, will simply believe at the very outset of hearing the gospel of grace through the Lord Jesus Christ. Yet then there are ones like Nathanael, and I might be speaking to ones that are believers in Christ and listening and thinking back to when Christ dealt with them, convicted their soul through the Spirit of God, and you may have struggled, you may have been convicted, yet you may have had questions. There may be ones today listening that knows not Christ as their Savior, that they do not have confidence through the peace of His cross, through the blood of His cross, that you'll be in heaven for eternity. You may not have peace with that. You may be questioning. You may want to know how to have peace with God. But you may be as Nathanael, and you have a question. Nathanael said, how could any good thing come out of Nazareth? You know, the scripture spoke of how, if we go back to the early parts of the gospel in the book of Luke and Matthew, and we see how the mother of the Lord, the earthly mother, the Virgin Mary, the one that conceived by the Holy Spirit, this one, Jesus Christ, we see that they had to go from Nazareth to be taxed in their own land to Bethlehem. So he was born in Bethlehem, yet we see that they returned to Nazareth. And we see that certainly the scripture was fulfilled. But the question is asked, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Well, we see here it was the Messiah. He was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. And as we see the question of Nathanael, I ask you, do you have a question? Well, we would say, back up and look at the man Philip. Simple faith. Believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, once we have the Spirit of God indwelling us, which comes at salvation, we are sealed into the day of redemption. Then we can look at the Word of God, and we can pray to our Father through our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ. And we can have our answers to our questions. But first, there's the question of our eternal destination. So, are you struggling with a question? Are you looking at something that really doesn't pertain to your eternal destination. You know, when speaking to people about the Lord, so much of the time, ones may not be really wanting to know salvation. They'll get off onto a rabbit trail and want to talk about, well, how could this be, or how could he have done this, and how could the Bible all fit together, and people that really don't want to know salvation, looking to get off on this or that question. But here was a legitimate concern. Nathaniel had a simple question. And then when he saw the all-knowing power of the Lord, he saw him under the fig tree. He knew who he was. We see Nathaniel bow the knee to him and immediately called him the Son of God, the King of Israel. That's the thing we see here in chapter 1, that in this chapter here, we see that when one spoke of the Lord, the writer of the book of John called him the Word, the Light, and the Life in chapter 1. John the Baptist called him the Lamb of God. Andrew called him the Messiah. And then later on, not in this chapter, but we saw where Peter was told about the Lord. When he made his profession later, he said, Thou art the Christ. And then here, Nathaniel, after Philip spoke of how he had, that one had been found, that the prophets of the Old Testament spoke of, Nathaniel declared that he was the Son of God. He was the King of Israel. The responses of these men, showing their reverence, showing that they acknowledge his deity, knowing that this is the true God from heaven, God manifest in the flesh. So we would close with a thought or two from the book of Acts. Think of how Nathaniel, after his question, one that we could say is maybe out there today, is truly being dealt with by the Spirit of God. You may have a question, but are you willing to be a believer by simple faith? As that one Naaman in 2 Kings wanted to do the hard thing when simply he had only to obey what the prophet Elisha said. Simply believe and act upon it. Then he was challenged by a servant not to look for the hard thing, but to simply believe. Here in Acts 26, we see, picking up at verse 24, here we see Paul, one of the apostles, and he was there before a council, there before men, giving a testimony. And he had just told about his conversion, about how he was saved there. He was challenged by the Lord there on the Damascus Road. The Lord dealt with him and saved him. And now Paul in verse 24 of Acts 26, and as he said thus to himself, Festus said with a loud voice, Paul, thou art beside thyself. Much learning doth make thee mad. And he said, I am not mad, most noble Festus, but speak forth the words of truth and soberness. For the king knoweth of these things, before whom also I speak freely, for I am persuaded that none of these things are hidden from him, for this thing was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, believest thou the prophets? I know that thou believest. Then Agrippa said unto Paul, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. And Paul said, I would to God that not only thou, but also all that hear me this day were both almost and altogether such as I am, except in these bonds. Paul was a prisoner for Christ's sake, we would say. But he desired that they'd be just as him, as someone that was free, spiritually set free, peace with God. This one Agrippa, King Agrippa, said, Almost thou persuadest me to be a Christian. The word there means, but with little persuasion. Almost. You know, almost isn't good enough, is it? What we see in hindsight, we say 20/20 vision, is what we have in hindsight. We can look back at something and say, oh, yes, that's what I should have done. My friend, if you do not receive Christ as your Savior, that free gift from God, the one who shed his blood as the only payment for our sin that the Lord in heaven will accept by the death of his Son, then what would it be like to have your eternal destiny in the lake of fire? And in hindsight, you would say, as the scripture says, at one point every knee shall bow. One day, whether you're in heaven or on earth or under the earth, you will bow the knee to Christ. What if in hindsight you look back bowing the knee to him, confessing that he was Lord, but you're bowing that knee in hell, in the lake of fire? Hindsight would do you no good. You would think back and say, almost, I was persuaded to be a Christian. Almost. To almost be saved is to almost be in heaven. To almost be in heaven is to certainly be in the lake of fire. Would you be in the lot with Agrippa that says almost? Or would you be in the lot with Paul who said, I am persuaded? This has been Mike Moody, the Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry. We would pray for those listening today that you might know him, the Lord Jesus Christ, as your Savior. One final note, we're taking requests for Bible questions to be answered on a future program at the Fall Festival today, as we're again at the corner of Fayetteville Street and Kibbutz Street, giving out free water and gospel tracts. Write down your questions as you come by, and we'll have them on a question-answer program. We have at least one on this station lined up. We're looking at October the 20th. So tune in a couple weeks, and we'll have that question-and-answer program with Jeff, Mark, and myself. Thank you, and join us next week. Two Roads and Two Destinies Radio Ministry.